Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Get Up Crew second date update on the 10s.
The new Hot 96.9.
Mario!
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man? Tell us what's up.
So I pick up this girl, Jessica, right? Who ends up being a bitch. So I pick up this girl, Jessica.
Wait, hold on. Just to be clear, you're calling us because you want another date with her, right?
Yeah, no, I'm in love with her. But here's the thing. I pick her up, right? And we're cruising. You know, she seemed a little awkward in the car. I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? But so we take her to my favorite Chinese buffet. And and we're eating. And, you know, I got full, so I'm happy. And then, you know, a couple days later, I do, you know, you do the follow-up text.
Yeah.
But put it this way. The bitch was responding way quicker before we went on the date. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot of fun. She's a very pretty girl. I mean, I've dated way prettier. But she's a very pretty girl. And
wow.
Just keeping it real. But the only thing I think like that went wrong is that, I mean, she did kind of pay for my dinner. Which is whatever. I drove, picked you up, so bitch, the least you can do is pay for my dinner.
Okay, God. Hold on a second.
So,
hold on. You asked her out, and then you allowed her to pay for your date at a Chinese buffet.
Just clarifying,
I just
right?
want to get that clear before we move forward.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. She picked up dinner, but it was like $22, so it's not a big deal, huh? You know what I mean? It cost me $40-$50 to fill up my tank, so whatever.
Wow. She paid for dinner. That's the craziest thing that you could think of that happened on the date that might turn her off?
I mean, besides me killing it in the date, I'm baffled.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll give her a call next year, all right?
All right,
hang on.
Hello, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9 radio station. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, the who?
We're calling from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. We call ourselves the Get Up Crew. There's four of us: Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Okay.
Okay, so listen, the reason we're calling... I know you're going to ask if you...
I won something. I got excited.
No, well, you kind of won something. You might have won an all-expenses-paid date with a great guy who reached out to us who wants to take you out.
Okay.
All right. So does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. What's the catch?
There is no catch. Like I said, you pick the place, you pick whatever you want, when you want to go, we'll pay for the whole thing. The good thing is, he's not like just some random crazy guy who's stalking you. His name is Mario, and you guys already went out on a date.
Mario?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I passed. Thank you.
Well, hold on. He reached out to us. He told us about, you know, you guys did the Chinese buffet thing. You had a great time. He seems like a funny dude.
Yeah, funny, that's a good word. No, he needs to get his shit together. He's very aggressive, I guess, is a way to say, and maybe lazy, and I can't.
He's aggressive and lazy?
Okay, so listen. Like, he picked me up in an RV, which is, you know, different. And unique, and I try not to judge that, but he later told me, like, he was living out of his RV, which, again, you know, I try not to judge, and I went with it, and it's totally fine, it's hard time, so I offered to pay, but, like, the RV was fucking disgusting. Like, it smelled like sex, and there are condoms everywhere, and I...
Ew!
Stop lying about condoms everywhere.
Jessica, Mario's on the phone. He heard what you said.
Mario? Oh, God. Okay.
Mario?
Yeah, no, what are you talking about condoms, everyone? First of all, RV, so what, I live in an RV, at least I'm being honest. RV stands for real version.
Jesus.
Dude, why are you so angry?
Yo, my man is bent.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm over this.
Wait, hold on.
I don't blame you.
Everybody, hold on. Mario, did you have condoms all over your freaking RV and all that stuff?
Look, I actually have to make a living because I'm doing the world a favor. People don't want to hook up in public. Ugh, nobody wants to see that. Guess what? They shack it up in my RV, baby, and I'm making hella cash.
Well, apparently you ain't making enough money because you're making her pay for a buffet. Right? So, just saying.
Wait, how do you, like, how do you advertise for people to have sex in your RV?
I have been selling people my RV at an hourly rate. At a pretty agreeable rate, so they can make love, shack it up in there, okay? And sometimes, is there a camera crew that comes with them? Sure. But I don't ask any questions, okay?
I respect this so far. It's a good entrepreneur.
Yeah. Guess what? I like what I do. I like the way I make money. But it's hard when every motherfucker out there starts judging you with how you make a living, even though they go, oh, I don't want to be judgmental. Well, guess what, you're being judgmental at the same time. So fix your little attitude. Off.
I don't even know if you need to ask Romero at this point.
He literally just hung up. So
okay, great.
Thank God for small favors.
Jessica, normally what we do here is, you know, like if you went on a date with him, we'd give you the free meal and all that stuff. But I kind of feel bad for what just happened. So how about we just give it to you and you pick whoever the hell you want to go with?
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not? That'd be great.
All right, there.
The second date update on the 10s. Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10 on the all-new Hot 96.9. If you need a second date update, email us. Getupcrew@hot969boston.com.